Hi, this is a dictation for Felicia Johnson, F-E-L-I-C-I-A-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. The patient date of birth 2/28/65, date of accident 3/16/2022. Date of birth is 2/28/65. Date of service is 6/14/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She alleges various symptoms, especially pain in the right shoulder and lower back, and occasionally in the neck. And they are reported to be between 6 and 8 at this time. The patient alleges that she was involved in an automobile accident on 3/16/2022, where the other driver hit her on a T-bone fashion on a passenger side. The impact caused her mild headaches, but with no TBI symptoms. And initially she was having pain in the neck and lower back and right shoulder. These pains have continued, and they are reported to be between 6 and 8. The ADLs are affected around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient reports 70% improvement in the pain so far. And ADLs that are currently affected are mood 9, the work is affected 8, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 7. In the system review, patient reports that she has no headaches or dizziness, vertical vision disturbance, double vision, hearing, painting, blackouts. She has a difficulty sleeping and depression. In the pain and numbness, patient has a lower back stiffness and lower back pain mainly, and difficulties walking sometimes. She does not report major shoulder pain either. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, or any incontinence of the bowel is reported. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine. Frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine is reported. Respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. No changes in the pain level are reported, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Oh, sorry. Regarding the weight loss, patient did report 7 pounds loss. Now she is weighing 193. Current pain medications are Orfram, substance abuse. Patient does not abuse any substance, and compliance is the patient is fully compliant. Blood pressure, physical examination, blood pressure is 139/98, pulse is 71, pulse ox 100, and weight is 193. Please mention 193 for rest of the physical examination feature. The rest of the physical examination is from previous visit 5/12/2022, dictation number 0514-064. And please use that physical examination diagnosis. Plan of care. The patient is improving and physical therapy is helping her. We will continue the physical therapy at 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient is advised about home exercises, yoga, McKenzie exercises, heat, and she has a sacroiliac joint inflammation. Again, exercise and heat is advised. She'll remain off work. Hospital replacement, transportation, case management has been checked. Meds have been reviewed. Labs have been reviewed. And the patient is found to be in compliance. And MRIs have been reviewed also. The patient has a severely torn, diffuse labral tearing, for which I'm referring her to Dr. Zoma, T-Z-O-M-A, orthopedic surgeon, for a consultation. I've offered the patient a steroid injection for the intra-articular shoulder joint. That patient has refused to take. Regarding the lumbar spine, patient has been found to have disc defecation and loss of disc space L1, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5. She has a moderate disc herniation at L1, L2, and L4, L5. And there is a mild to moderate bulges at L2, 3, and L3, 4. Annular tear at L4-5, facet arthrosis at L4-L5, L5-S1. She also has a tender sacroiliac joints bilaterally. The patient is advised to have an injection of lumbar epidural steroid injection first, time 4, as well as sacroiliac joint injection time 2 for diagnostic reasons. And if pain is not relieved, then patient will be sent to a surgeon. The patient is not able to make up mind. Unless she provides a consent, we are not able to proceed. Hence, it is on hold. The patient has been advised to let us know what she wants to do. And she's been provided with the medication, Celebrex 200 milligram daily, Lyrica 50 milligram at night, Tizanidine 4 milligram twice a day, Tramadol ER 100 milligram twice a day, Lunesta 30 milligram, and Voltaren gel and Ladithal patch, as well as Furoset 60 tablets for headache. Orthopedic consult to Dr. Zomai has been provided also. No other review is there at this time. Thank you. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.